together. 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers.
What up, everybody? My name is Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts.
Okay.
My sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius. They call me the Tom Brady of podcasts.
Okay. What's up, everybody? I am Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's what's. Once upon a time, I had Corona, and I am the number one Dallas Cowboys fan.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I love to shotgun Bud Light hard seltzers on the weekend, the west side of Nashville with my wife, Baser. And if that ever changes, you guys will be the first to know. Boys, over to you.
I mean, do we want to start with the good, the bad, or the ugly?
Ugly.
The ugly. Saturday night, you guys never showed up to my house.
No, because I watched it another way without spending a dime.
UFC, Ray and Eddie on Friday. Oh, I'm coming over.
Coach, you want to know the truth? I figured you'd be scared because I have a bunch of kids. They go to school. And
Coach,
I'm like,
I sit next to you every single day.
I understand, but I didn't really want to scare you and your wife and your kids by bringing the whole troops over. No.
You wouldn't bring the whole troops over to watch the fight.
Well, Coach, then we wouldn't be able to come. Babysitting right now is impossible. It's impossible.
I didn't think you were bringing your wife. I thought you were bringing you.
Hey, no. Too many babies.
Your kids stay up till midnight?
No. No, but I would bring them. They would fall asleep in your bedroom or whatever, and then we would put them back in the car.
Oh, then you'd wake them up. I didn't know all that. But yeah, so UFC, I watched the prelims on, you know, ESPN.
What time do you buy that to watch all that stuff?
No, the prelims are free.
Oh yeah, but the prelims of the main fight though, that's what, like four matches, three matches?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what time does that start?
It starts at 9.
Okay, 9.
So I watch all the free stuff, and then you go to buy the pay-per-view at 9 o'clock Central Time.
Preach on.
And what happens? Error code. Error code.
That means Skinemax time.
Error code. Error code.
Your credit card error is code. Not working.
No. Credit card charged.
Your
error
wife
code.
Has maxed out your card.
Error code. Funds.
Will not load. Will not load.
Stolen credit
will
card.
Will not load.
You lost
will not
too
load.
Much in
so
fantasy
I don't
this
know.
Year.
The UFC, ESPN, they had to know this was going to be a massive purchase. There were going to be tons of people logging onto this app to watch this fight, and they didn't have their ducks in a row. It
what?
Didn't
ducks?
Work.
You were watching Duck Hunter?
It's what do you mean, it's ducks? Like having a grand opening. You're opening a new store.
At a duck store?
Not during the pandemic.
You're opening a brand new Walmart.
Horrible analogy.
And you've been talking about it. You've been getting people hyped up.
Walmart?
Hey, we're giving away 100 TVs. Be here right when we open. And then you lose the keys to the damn door.
Coach, that's insensitive for you to do an analogy about what businesses opening. They're only closing their doors right now during this pandemic. It's
right.
Global, Coach.
It was crazy how they couldn't get the fights on. So they're posting highlights like, oh, look at this awesome fight. Well, no one could see the dang fight because your app wasn't working.
Why are you yelling
that
at
sounds
me?
Like a refund. You need to be calling them, I don't know, now or yesterday.
Wait, so you never it never came on?
Oh, it finally came on after two fights.
Oh.
I finally got in, but there's people that I saw, they only saw a minute of a fight. Or
do you want to call him right now?
My brother-in-law.
Oh, this is Jason Gibble making business moves.
My brother-in-law.
Hey, this is Nico Jackson. I had a cable issue this weekend.
My brother-in-law paid for it, never got to see it, never loaded. It would not load.
Well, do you want to call UFC right now? Customer service?
I mean, if they'll answer.
Call them up.
Because that actually sounds like a decent bit.
Arnold, what's the number? 1-800-UFC-McGregor.
I just couldn't.
Nico Jackson, listen to the feed that I had
write
on Saturday
that down.
Night.
We'll call it, and then maybe we can run it tomorrow, Wednesday.
Okay, call UFC. I was shocked that they had that many problems. And if you looked on Twitter, it was trending. How many
I
people
saw that. I
could
saw
not
that.
Get in.
You weren't the only one.
Well, at first I thought I was. And I was like, it worked fine when you're watching the free fights. All of a sudden you pay for it. And it won't work. How do you have that big of an event and have it just bleh?
That sounds like refund central, my man.
I mean, that's what the angle you need to go at with these guys. Like, I want some of my two fights worth of money back.
You need to tell them if they don't refund you, there's about to be another main event. It's you smashing
Coach,
their face in.
Coach, was it cheaper than usual?
No.
$60 I saw, or right?
I don't remember. I don't know
it's
what
usually
it was.
You didn't even know. You're swiping
damn
these without
baller.
Even knowing the total.
I mean, it's. I just look. I assume it's the it's, same every time.
Well, I don't think so. I think it was cheaper. Because usually I see the $80, I'm like, I can't do $80 for a fight. I just can't do it. But then I saw 60, and I was like, ooh, maybe it's 60 after the fight started. I don't know.
Maybe it was, oh, wait, we're having problems, so we'll make it look better. We'll put 60 maybe up there. And so how can they tell if you actually got to watch the fight? You can just call. And are they going to have to refund everybody?
Guys, listen, I used to work in telemarketing. We sold the fights all the way up until UFC 100. I was a seller of the fights. People call in. There's no way to know anything. There is maybe an, hey, you didn't call during the fight and the technical issues, so I could deny you. But if you call in, say that it was glitching this, that, the other, it's a partial credit, quarter credit, they're going to give you something back.
Coach, they'll give you something.
Right.
What do you want back?
I mean, it would be great if they gave me all my money back.
They're not going to give you all of it.
But why? Like, I can just tell them I could never see the fight.
You need to start it a year for free.
They'll be able to prove that. Right, Ray. That's talking, my 10 question. Years? We're talking 10 years when you worked in this?
Ago or
yeah,
how
10
long
years ago.
Because, Coach, I didn't last 10 months.
They escorted you out.
You got escorted out. What I'm saying is, would they be able to tell that I actually got the fights at some point?
If they decide to transfer it over to the technical side,
yes, they know.
Then they can. But I would just handle it on my own. I can give you credit.
You're not going to get a Ray. The Ray employees, they don't last very long.
They're not
long.
There anymore.
They're not there
so
anymore.
So, yes, they're going to see that you watched it for 3 damn hours and there was a slight glitch, and they're like, okay, we'll give you $5
Be
back.
Honest, Coach. Be honest and go with a plan to get 2 fights worth of money back.
They're like, also, we see here you went over to Skinamax around 12 a.m.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, that must have been Baby Box.
I'm losing your phone connection real quick.
So, anyway, so I finally did get in, and I got to watch Conor McGregor, and you want to talk about, crap in the bed. Hey, Connor, what the hell was that?
Hey, Kent Moore put it best. And I think the tweet speaks for itself.
Let me hear it.
Little girl, won't you come my way?
Satin sheets will turn an alley cat into a house cat.
Oh,
when
I
that
love
happens,
that.
It's over. Hashtag UFC.
What he's saying is that
he got
before
rich.
He was poor and hungry and scrappy. Hey, now he's got scratch. He's sleeping in satin sheets, a little comfortable. The calluses in his hands are gone now. He can't fight anymore.
The want is not there.
Yeah. The want's there. He wants it, but he doesn't need it the way he used to.
The hunger is not there anymore. The want is what gets you there.
But
once you reach that pinnacle, it's hard to stay motivated.
Okay, boys. But he knocked out Cowboy with his shoulder in 8 seconds like last year. There's no difference. He was a millionaire last year. There's no difference between last year and this year. I think the main difference of this fight, and I watched it from a distance, I'll put it that way.
What do you mean?
A lens through a lens to the screen.
You watch someone stream.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You went
for sure.
On old crack stream.
For sure. and so... It was a little far from me to really understand or see the details of it, but it felt like McGregor, if he would have lasted the first round, if he would have knocked him out in the first round, he would have won for sure. Because
he'd be knocked out.
No, but Poirier, how do you pronounce
Poirier?
Poirier.
You better finish up what you're trying to say.
Poirier could have lost the fight in the first round.
Yes, I thought Connor had a chance to finish it in the first round.
Thank you.
And then when he didn't, he couldn't walk.
Then there was trouble because after the first round, McGregor looked like he was vulnerable, a little tired, a little sluggish, and then that's where Poirier took advantage.
And he said his leg was like he couldn't stand on that leg because he had hit him with so many calf kicks on that front, that lead leg. So his leg was dead. And I think that the book, I hope it's not the end of Conor McGregor,
book?
But I think the writing is out there. You take him to the ground, or you kick his front leg, and he can't do anything. And he's not a good wrestler. And I just
how old is he, Coach?
It was sad. He's 32.
Oh, 32. Still young, but I mean, we definitely saw the weakness for sure.
Oh man, it was so sad. And I think part of Conor McGregor's aura and what he is all about is the spectacle. I think. You know, people had never seen a Conor McGregor in the UFC. So when they're going into the ring with Conor McGregor, they were already mentally defeated because all the hoopla and the craziness and all the trash talk and everything around him, and people didn't know how to handle that. Now it's been a few years, and like, okay, we're kind of used to it by now.
But he's still the only big trash talker.
Right. Well, right. But I'm saying it. They're like, okay, same old thing. We've seen this before. Same story, same ending, whatever. And I think he is one of those ones that really benefits from the raucous crowd because the crowd is on his side.
And it was Fight Island, so it was just them, too.
There was no one there?
There was like 2,000 people in there.
Okay, all right. Hey, that's something, dude.
It's something, but it's not a packed Vegas arena all chanting, ole, 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 ole.
Notorious. Notorious. Not like when me and Eddie were here in Nashville.
Crown his ass.
Squirrel his ass.
Squirrel his ass.
Some guy behind his five rows like, yeah, squirrel his ass.
And then you slowly see security guards going, I'm going to shut that guy up real quick. Shut that guy. Hey, sir, you, shut up.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think Connor, it may be, we may see the end of Connor. And he handpicked his opponent.
I think we saw the end of Connor, right? He's gonna go back in the ring for $5 million here.
I was
and
gonna
there.
Say he still got
will,
fights.
But I mean we're not gonna be as interested now.
I will, because really? I want to see I want to see if he'll go back to the lab and try to figure it out. If he really does have that hunger,
what
he's going wait the chemistry experiment analogy?
A little bit of CO2 on there and a little bit of.
I want to know, because he said, he goes,
okay, that won't work.
In the post-fight interview, he was talking about, he goes, man, in this business, you just can't have that much time off.
That's not how he said it.
How'd he say it?
Tell me.
You know, activity. That doesn't sound like
that's Nico Jackson.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like him. How does he sound? How does he sound?
I don't know. I don't even know what he said.
He said, listen, you have to be active in this business. This much time off, it just you can't have that. That's
Didn't
what
he
happened.
Have years off? Is that what it was?
He had
like, 1 year. Cowboy was last year.
Yeah. Hey, so it's been a long time.
Nobody got better after that pandemic. McGregor's a case in point. Okay? It was a tough on all of us.
That's true.
We all tried.
I mean, they probably couldn't go to the gym because, I mean, nothing was sterilized and they were scared of Corona.
Well, he can go to the gym, but live fight action is totally different than a training session.
Coach, just be real. UFC didn't really skip a beat.
But he hadn't fought. That's what I'm saying. And he's saying, I need more fights to keep me sharp. And he didn't feel like he was sharp.
You know these guys climbing the ladder, they fight like five times a year. I didn't realize that.
And they don't get paid much.
I know.
When you're in the lower rungs.
Because I watch a lot of fight night, and then I'll be like, dude, 3 weeks ago this dude was fighting. Yes. This is crazy.
That's what's wild.
Yeah.
That's what's weird.
So fight worth it or no? Pretty good fight.
Nobody predicted that. Everybody was saying McGregor.
I mean, McGregor was a 300 negative 300 favored.
Yeah. And it was increasing. He was getting more of a favorite as the fight was nearing.
Yeah.
It was disappointing. It was like, wow, that was what I got all hyped up for.
Well, when it happened, when the fight was over, because he got knocked out, what did you do, Lunch?
I went, crap.
You didn't say anything out loud?
You weren't like, yeah, that was cool.
No, because I was cheering for Connor.
Well, but coach, but
because I like Connor.
I do too. But let's be real. That's a cool ending to a fight that's been built up. That Connor's going to win again. The last time they met, oh my gosh, it lasted, 10 seconds or whatever. Like that was cool. I saw it on my third party app.
So what did you watch it on your phone or your TV?
On my phone.
Oh, so you really couldn't see
it. Yeah, I tried to do it sideways, and it was still kind of a little bit. But I saw what was happening. But when it ended, Coach, I was like, dang, that was a good fight. That was cool.
Yeah.
What was it in? You got, 10 minutes of fight action, or was it more than that?
Two rounds, Coach.
Yeah, middle of the second round.
Okay.
And if you watched it.
That's almost 15 minutes.
Did you watch Michael Chandler?
No, I only watched McGregor.
Oh, you only watched McGregor.
Yes.
So this dude, he's had this lot of hype. I think he was the fight before Conor McGregor. And this hype, he hadn't been in the UFC. He's been fighting to get there, and he gets a big opponent first match. And he comes in and knocks this dude out. And he does a backflip off the cage.
Saw
and then
that.
They
he
interview him, and he's like, all right, Connor, Khabib, if you ever grace your presence, I am here. I am ready. He calls out the entire division.
That's
and
awesome.
I loved it.
That's awesome.
I was just like, this dude, if I would have seen – like, if I was a betting man, I would have picked the other guy. And then when I saw them, like, the preview, like, the clip about, I've been fighting to get here. No one believed I'd ever make it to the UFC. And I've been just fighting, and waiting my time. And here I am, and I'm here to make a statement. Right then, I would have put all my money on him. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, oh, my God, he wants it. He has that fight.
You would have lost it all in the McGregor fight.
But that's what I'm saying.
He had
the fight. The hunger, because he hadn't been there yet.
Yes. So it's interesting you say that. My wife is about 90% at picking fighters. I mean, I'm telling you,
Coach,
tell her
to come over to my house next Saturday night.
She's not going to your house next Saturday night.
All right, Thursday night, fine.
It's just Saturday off limits, Coach.
Hey, she looks at, she has to see footage, not footage, a live shot of them. And usually it's the one before the fight. They're in the dressing room doing their little jabs and everything. And she says, and I don't really know how to translate this. She says she just knows, but she looks into their eyes and she sees the hunger. Whoever wants it more, not whoever's got a longer reach, not not a better record. She says, I can see it in their eyes. And coach, she's about 90% when she picks those.
So you make a lot of money on UFC fights.
I do, but I only bet like $4, $5 a match.
But so if you're hitting 90%,
when I lose on Fridays and Saturdays, college basketball, college football, back when that, I mean, I would make everything back up on Saturday night.
What did she say with the Conor fight?
She didn't watch it. We didn't watch it, boys.
She couldn't see their eyes because Eddie was watching 3D devices deep.
I watched that
by
myself.
My wife predicts all the UFC matches except for the biggest one. She didn't predict that one.
I didn't buy the match. She was already asleep when they fought.
Coach, when did that go down?
It was 11:30 at night.
Oh, yeah. You're crazy, dude.
Dude, yeah, it was late.
I mean, it was late. I legit fell asleep at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. I mean, I didn't see anything.
Like, I mean, I really
not
do.
Even the pre-prelim.
Hey, coach, I woke up anytime. It's always a funny thing. Whenever I check my phone on Sunday morning, it's always like, oh, God, what do we got here? And it's always a surprise in sports, crazy text from friends. This video, it's always a surprise on Sunday, and this Sunday did not disappoint. It was, oh, crap.
So you missed the games?
Poirier?
No, because that was on Saturday.
That was on Sunday.
Right. The games were on Sunday. He went to bed at Saturday at 6.
I know, but what time did you go to bed on Sunday? 6.
That was the same thing. When I went to bed, it was 9-0 Buffalo, and I was like, well, let's see what
hold on. See? That's what I'm telling you.
Hold on. Okay.
I'm telling you. You were at the park, and this dude fell asleep.
No, I wasn't at the park. There was no park yesterday.
Guys, you want to know my famous last words? I said to wife, 9-0 Buffalo, that's crazy. Pitts is going to be pissed tomorrow. Night-night. I'll see you in the morning. Then that was it, and then I guess.
So
Chiefs
do you
won.
Want? So should we talk about Green Bay, Tampa Bay first? Then since you didn't
absolutely
since you didn't watch Kansas City,
Coach, you can go home after we talk about Green Bay.
I mean, wow, that was. Let me tell you, that was a really good game to watch.
It was.
It was a really good game.
You watched the whole game,
entire game.
Good.
Well, except for the one time I picked up a toy.
I mean, I watched the entire game.
I had to go to the grocery store.
No, there was nothing
breast
to leave.
Milk formula.
You've got to understand, I left last weekend because looking at the game, there was no chance the Browns could come back against the Chiefs. This, Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. So I thought, yes, there's
comeback Rodgers.
They can come back. Both quarterbacks, it was fun to watch. They both played really well.
A little too many interceptions for me. I'm like, guys, come on. Like, you guys are the greatest,
well,
right?
Aaron Rodgers only threw one.
I know. I'm saying total.
Brady
threw a solid three.
Coach, I'm saying for the top two quarterbacks of our league, like, you guys are going to throw that many picks?
Well, Brady.
Collectively?
One of them, he got a little greedy. He tried to throw it.
And Aaron Jones, you're going to fumble all the, like, what, three
Coach,
times?
Coach, he got drilled in the nuts.
Coach, he fumbled three times. One of them got recovered, but I mean, let's be
real.
I only
saw two.
Was it just two?
Yeah.
Maybe it's two.
But the Brady, first half, he played lights out.
Came out gunning.
Smoking. On fire. Dart. The one he laid over the top to Mike Evans.
That accuracy is unbelievable. And that was a lob.
That was a lob. He just got his head. And it just went.
It's beautiful. Right,
you couldn't have put it in his hands.
No, you could, Coach. Oh. You walked right up to Mike Evans and put it in his hands, you'd be better.
No, you couldn't have dropped it in there any better. That's what they always say.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so fun.
Great.
Second half, he starts getting greedy.
Whoa. If you're a betting man, it was unfortunate that final play in the first half. If you're a betting man, at that point, you know you're not going to win the Packers side of the bet. I mean, how the hell does that happen?
Okay.
The announcers even put it the best. They said, if you're a defender, all you have to do is stay behind them. That's your only job. They can catch it. They're always going to be in bounds. There's never going to be a time.
Explain to me what you're talking about, Coach.
They let him go over the top, and he got burnt when he went deep.
He ran right by him, down the sideline. Yeah, okay,
like, the one thing you can't let happen is a guy get behind you. Anything else can happen because they had no timeouts left.
All you got to do is tackle him.
I mean, when that happens and you're a better, you're like, okay.
But my whole thing is I thought about that, too, and I'm like, remember how they got so mad at the Jets defensive coordinator when he called an all-out blitz when the game against the Raiders? And the Raiders throw a bomb, and they score a touchdown. They win with no time left on the clock. And everybody's like, how could you call an all-out blitz? Why would you not just play a zone? Just put everybody back on the 20 and say, catch the ball in front of me. You're not going to go past me.
Because there's instead, 8 seconds left, so I think they're going to get closer for field goal range.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. But instead, you're going to go one-on-one, and that dude said, Oh, I don't think little Scotty. Oh God, Lottie Scotty Miller. I got burnt like toast. I mean, he got just absolutely smoked.
That dude is no longer playing football come tomorrow.
Oh, King.
Today.
King, more like
King.
He's dethroned.
Oh wow, he's like Prince now.
Oh,
no, a prince, like not a king.
Oh, is Prince different than a king?
Yeah, he's like the kid.
Oh, anyway.
Anyway, you couldn't have, if you're Tom Brady, you couldn't have asked for a better start.
Yes.
At halftime, going into, like, it is now Tom Brady's Super Bowl. It's his right now.
And then Aaron Jones comes out, first possession, fumble, next play, touchdown. It was like, oh, God, is this going to get out of hand? Then Brady.
You knew the Packers were going to come back.
Yes. Then Brady got a little greedy, threw it into double coverage down the right side. Interception.
I wouldn't say greedy, Coach. He was making really weird decisions when he was pressured. Like a couple, like the two picks were just like, oh crap, throw it.
Picked him another time. Like he threw some not great passes.
It was almost just like us, like throw it. Like, yeah. You know, like, oh my God, throw the ball anywhere.
When he threw into double coverage, that was a horrible interception, right?
Well, the one that I'm trying to think which one you're talking about is, I think it was the third quarter. He got a little greedy, and it was in the right-hand side, and it just like it wasn't even close.
Well, and then the momentum swung a little bit.
Yes, because Aaron Rodgers takes him down right down the field for a touchdown. And then he throws another pick on the right-hand – the sideline going on the right side. That one was a little more – it was third down. I don't want to take the sack. I'm going to throw it deep. And it really was basically a punt. Because if he got sacked, it was fourth down, they were going to punt anyway.
Throw it out of bounds, Coach.
But – it's a punt either way. Like they're down there at the 18-yard line. So it's not really.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt them. That's the thing about the Tom Brady interceptions. They were weren't in scoring position.
Right. Correct.
The Packers, the Aaron Rodgers interception was right at midfield. The Aaron Jones fumble was at the 18, 19-yard line. So they were both in where they could score points immediately. Yeah. So they Brady interceptions didn't hurt them as much because they were bad field position when they got the ball back.
So with those turnovers, I mean, Brady did get some gifts. I mean, he did. They won the game, fair and square. Yes, that's what the final box score said.
Did they check the balls?
But Brady, I mean, Brady was given some small presents. I mean, the defender getting burned right before halftime, I mean, that was a gift. Like, that defender played.
But he still had to throw the ball 50 yards and drop it in there.
Ain't
like,
no gifts in
hell
the playoffs.
Yeah. That's not a gift.
Coach, there ain't no gifts, Coach.
But also, the defender wasn't within 10. Like, the defender made a horrible read. Like, the defender didn't know you got to get back on that. That was a – I mean, that's probably a fireable offense. That was a slight gift. But Brady, in the direction of going to the Super Bowl, he got some small little help along the way,
yes.
I would say.
But then let's get to the really craziest part of the game.
Yeah, the field goal.
We thought, I was like, what we thought the UFC had a bad night, like not being able to load their app and people be able to watch the fights. And then Matt LaFleur said, here, hold my beer. I'm going to kick a field goal.
What the?
Dude, there's 2 minutes left, bro, and you're down two scores.
Bro, you need two, bro.
Bro, you have to have a touchdown, a field goal. You're still not within a field goal
Bro, are you looking at the clock, bro?
Bro, you realize you have to play then a perfect set of downs against Tom Brady, right? He only has to complete one pass, and you guys pretty much lose. You get that, right, bro?
Boys, I'm going to be real with you. You know, sometimes I rewind in commercials or something, and it'll go back, look at place, and I forget to go live again, and I'm like, oh, crap, I'm really behind. I need to go to live TV so I can know where the game is. At that moment, when I saw the kicker go on, Crosby, I was like, am I live? Am I stuck on the third quarter? What's going on here?
Coach, I was like, why is Rodgers not fighting this? Why is Rodgers cool with them just kicking right now? And then the announcers, they're like, oh, crap, we got to be in an uproar because this is obvious. The announcer's like, Aikman goes, you should not be kicking a field goal here.
It's like Aikman got an index card.
As bad as it was, on second and third down, I thought Rodgers both times could have run it in the end zone.
He could have run it on third down. What in the hell was he doing?
That was another what the
fuck? Have a little bit more court sense, field sense, whatever.
And even if he just runs it for 4 or 5 yards, he gets down to the three, then it's you're really going to go for it.
And he threw it into like double coverage.
He threw it into double coverage, and it was just like, probably not the best decision. And
if you're a better, these are always the things that go against you. That touchdown before the half, the field goal, the Rodgers not running it in the end zone. When you're a better, when you're a damn better, that stuff always happens. I'm like, you know what? No. I know he didn't run it because I bet on the game.
And I agree. I think he had to go for it on 4th and 8 from the 8. He had to go for it.
Fourth and eight did sound deep.
Mathematicians, if you look at it, it was really only a 5% difference with their chance to win.
All right.
Going for it, you were like 24% chance to win and getting a touchdown. Not going for it and kicking the field goal, 20%.
But I also who's doing the math when that's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, here's the math. I also love the field position because if you would have missed it, they would have been back in to their own end zone.
Right.
That would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, and they
hindsight
and the coach's decision. He said,
coach,
"Look, we still had the 2-minute warning and our 3 timeouts. So it's really like we had 4 timeouts to stop them and get the ball back."
I get it, but I mean,
but they just never got the ball back.
Coach, it's the playoffs.
And then the Tampa Bay guy goes down with 2:02 left.
I was like,
gives him an extra timeout.
What are you doing,
guys? These are NFL players, and they didn't. A coach didn't say, "Hey, man, remember, we want you to go down." But
yeah, just go
run.
Sideways.
You
got to
run at least a couple seconds.
They
you get that, right, bro?
Assume they know that, bro. The coach probably is like, "I don't have to tell him that. He knows that."
I mean, because I thought, okay, perfect. And at first, I was like, okay, Tampa is obvious, or Green Bay is going to kick it out of the end zone because you want a touchback there. And they didn't kick it out of the end zone. I'm like, okay. And then the guy runs it out. I'm like, okay, good. That's going to go to the 2-minute warning. And he sees the defenders coming and he slides down. At first, I thought maybe he slipped, but the replay clearly shows he just slides because he doesn't want to get hit and he wants to hold on to the ball. And I'm like, that could come back to cost you. That could be just stupid, but it didn't matter. And
if I can find a weakness in the Tampa Bay game plan, is that as soon as a defender looks like he has any kind of chance to get Brady, Brady's going to fall down or throw it away or even throw it in the middle of the field where there's 4 defenders.
I mean, they never really got to Brady.
They really didn't. But how many times did he fall down thinking they were or throw the ball in panic? Brady is in a weird mind frame right now.
No, he knows that he's not going to elude the rush, that he needs to get rid of it, or just live to play another down. Live to play another down is what he does. He just falls down and says, hey, you know what? This one's lost.
Goodwin's lucky, though. That he made that one crazy catch because Brady was going to kill him.
Hey, did you guys notice this? Like, this is where I start seeing, like, oh, crap. This is really the inside deep stuff of inside a team. The team watch Godwin, coach, and that's the one that I really stuck out to me, because when he had that pass in his hands, just didn't catch it, the eyes go straight to Brady. When you do something wrong at home, like when you were a kid,
you go to mom and dad.
What do you look at? Oh, crap, is mom and dad mad at me?
Dude, mom and dad was about to kill their kid.
Anyone, Evans, Fournette, anytime they dropped a pass, they're like, Oh shoot. He's gonna hit me.
You can feel it though, watching it on TV.
Yes, you can.
Brady
on one Brady threw, it was a missile to Miller, Scotty Miller. And he looked at Miller and goes, "That's a little hot, huh?"
He laughed at that one.
Yeah, because
Brady laughed at that one.
No, he laughed and said, "A little hot, like my bad." Like he was acknowledging, like, I threw that a little too hard.
Maybe I'm thinking the Evans one that got picked because it was over his hands or whatever.
Yeah, he also misjumped on that. He looked like an idiot.
No, he jumped
Maybe it was
a fingertip.
Coach, it was too high.
That tells you how high of a throw that was. Because he jumped and it's off his fingertips. So if he can't even get it with him jumping, who is 6'5", 6'6", That's a bad throw.
But Brady, I know he's a leader, and I know he's got to be strict, and I know he yells at his receivers and all that, but he's got to understand, we saw it in Godwin, if you take that confidence away from your receiver, not let him be him, which I think has happened to Evans, because Evans...
Why does Evans look like such a scared animal right now?
Evans looks like a freaking rookie. He looks like CeeDee Lamb.
But guess
what?
It works. Because they're going to the freaking Super Bowl.
I understand, but coach, those could have been detrimental.
Have to be disciplined, and you have to be.
I understand, but the receiver needs confidence.
Dude,
coach.
Evans used to be cocky with Jameis Winston. He's not anything now. He just goes out and catches the ball and puts his tail between his legs
and that's what Brady wants, because he wants you to be dialed in, and it's not about the showboating. It's about putting out. And I got it.
Putting out.
Yes,
production. That's all he cares about. We don't need to be showboating. Let's just keep going and keep winning. But we got to give a shout out to the Tampa Bay defensive line. Shaq Barrett was in Aaron Rodgers' grill all night.
He was up in his tuna.
Pierre Paul all up in Rodgers' grill. They did a great job.
Sue
was up in his chili all night, dude.
I mean, that Tampa defense played really well. That defensive line caused Aaron Rodgers a lot of problems. It was great. It was a good game.
Even
though Brady threw some interceptions, I thought he got a couple gifts. Guys, I got to give him props. The dude just led the team to the Super Bowl.
He's just
year. Unbelievable. I'm a Brady hater. I've always been a Brady hater just because I don't like giving someone that much credit but you really can't.
You can't deny it.
But hurry and jump on that line while it's 3.5.
Coach, I've already got it. I'm telling you, I got Tampa Bay at plus 1,100 because I picked them to win the Super Bowl like a month ago.
Whoa. So you're on the other side of the 3.5. I'm saying the -3.5.
Oh, you like the Chiefs.
Coach, I think it could be a blowout.
Guys, real quick, before we move on.
Yeah, I want to say something about Brady that he did was I thought was incredible.
Go ahead.
At the very end of the game, they're interviewing.
The football they're
you doing got a son. He said bye to his son or hi to his son.
No, I didn't care about that. Okay. Everybody's like, oh, look at how cool that is. Like,
guys, he told the cameraman to follow him.
Yeah, he was like, watch this. I'm going to go run to my son. Now, what I love is they were doing the trophy presentation. They're asking him these questions. He stops and he goes, why don't we get some of these other guys up here? Like he was.
Oh, that's sweet.
Loved it. That's sweet. Loved it. That's absolutely sweet. Loved it.
And then he went, yeah, like you, what's your name, man? What position do you play? Yeah, come on up here.
Coach, what are you, Diggs? You watched the trophy presentation.
I did too, Coach. Yeah. I like the trophy presentation.
It's actually pretty cool.
It was very odd because there wasn't a lot of people there. And
yeah, and they had the whole team back and one person at the microphone, and they kept asking Brady questions, and he finally just goes, why don't we get someone up here like Bruce? Come on, Bruce, who's the head coach? And he
brought transition.
Him up. Loved it.
This is what I'm thinking. I think Bruce needs a demotion.
I love Bruce.
I think Bruce, whatever he gets paid,
Bruce Arians,
cut it in half. And then take the bottom half and then cut that in half, and that's what you pay him. Because obviously, Arians isn't doing crap.
Right. Tom's coaching.
I mean,
the team
Tom needs to double his salary for head coach / quarterback. And then Arians needs to, because they had him quote Arians saying, sometimes I just sit back and watch Tom Brady coach. What? What? You're the head coach of this team, and you let Tom Brady be your coach?
Well, Aaron's also kind of lost it because he goes, yeah, when he played for the Patriots, Tom didn't get to call the shots a lot of the time.
Yeah, because yeah, that's your job.
No, he called the shots all the time.
He called some shots. And how about the decision? 4th and 1 into the first half, Brady comes off the field, and he puts the jacket on.
And then
all of a sudden they say, you know what? Get back out there. But, I was like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's guts. That's balls.
Yes. And that was Arian's call.
Yeah.
Because you can tell that Brady was ready to put the jacket on. And he's like, what? We're going for it? Okay. All right, let's go.
Well, because the kicker's like, dude, I ain't making no 57 yarder.
Well, they were going to punt. They were going to punt, but then they went for it. And it was boom.
Yeah. All right. Brady,
now,
Brady to the Super
Brady
Bowl.
Brady to the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers heartbroken. Not saying I'm upset about that.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers wasn't even frustrated when they go field goal. He's like, oh, okay, cool. I'll go chill on the sideline. Just tell me.
He was probably steaming inside. Steaming.
Yeah. He was, but why don't you? You got to yell. Don't you see some quarterbacks yell at the coach when that happens?
What?
Yeah, you see some people get upset.
Why was there no backlash in the moment?
He never does that.
He said, look, I thought I was going to have 4 shots at it, but, the coach made the decision, and I would have liked to have one more shot. Now, then we go to the AFC.
I didn't watch that one.
I thought the Bills won. It was 9-0 when I went to bed.
You went to bed thinking the Bills were going to the Super Bowl?
Oh, boy. Let me tell you.
Come on.
The best the Chiefs looked all year.
Uh-huh.
And their speed was just unreal.
That's why you got to think the Super Bowl's going
to
blow
Their speed
out.
Was just it's really incredible. The speed on that team was on full display. They don't really have a running back that's any good.
They don't need
Edwards-Helaire pair.
He didn't really do much, but they do the sweeps with.
I don't know, man. That Williams dude's pretty crazy.
With Hardman, they go with Tyreek Hill this way. I mean, they run these. To watch all the pre-snap action and motion that the Chiefs do is really fun to watch.
Yeah, that's what they should be doing. These are professional athletes. They should get creative and cute and all that.
Yeah, these coaches that run plays that were ran back in the 60s.
Yeah, if you run a play that
doing?
Looks like an NFL films, then you shouldn't be a coach. You got to get creative. And
I know.
That.
I love when Tyreek Hill goes in motion.
And he goes
and then
halfway
he gets,
across,
and
then
he
runs
stops,
the other way.
He takes off, and they snap. And then there's no way you can cut on a dime as fast as him. And they just toss it out. Whoa, 50 yards down the sideline.
You think he's cute or what?
Those are some of my favorite plays. Andy Reid and Bieniemy, their creativity is very fun to watch.
Other
and it was
teams
on display yesterday, and it was the best they've looked all season.
That was an explosive game. I saw the highlights. I'm not going to be able to speak to the ins and outs of it, but wow, can Kansas City score? They didn't score anything the first quarter. They put up 38 points in 3 quarters.
No, they played 4 quarters. They just didn't. They couldn't score in the first.
They
put up 38 and 3
well,
is true.
Coach Beasy, he only watched the highlights.
No, but he's saying they didn't put any in the first. They put 30 up in 3. Well,
but coach, you got to understand, he watched a 15-minute highlight reel, so it looked to him, it looks like they just spit out 38 points in 10 minutes.
But go ahead. Keep going. What else you got?
You guys are the breakdown. I only saw when the Bills were ahead. I thought the Mafia was headed to the Super Bowl. I said, good night, Bay. P. Pitts is going to be pissed in the morning.
I don't think it was a situation of the Bills just suck. Like, the Bills are a great team, and I cannot wait to see what they do next year.
I think they're a
jersey.
They need another wide receiver.
Why don't you move to Buffalo, coach? Who gives a crap what they're going to look like?
Should I take them to Aruba?
I think they need another wide receiver, and they need a running game. I mean, Devin Singletary, come on, dude. Let's go.
I mean, I like what they have because Josh Allen, you never know when he's going to keep the ball. When he does run, he runs for 20 yards. Like,
Josh Allen takes some terrible sacks.
Yep.
He lost 15 before I went to bed.
Coach, because he's a third-year quarterback.
He runs backwards 30 yards and gets sacked. Like, throw the ball away.
But what did you think about that, though? Like,
it's stupid.
Why did they blow the whistle when he clearly could have gotten out of that? I mean, he may have not gotten out of it. The one where he goes back 30 yards.
Coach, there was like three of them that he went back 30 yards. Yeah, I promise you.
Okay, you're talking about the fight.
Guy had him bent over doggy style.
What? They showed that in the highlights? What'd you watch on Skinamax, Coach?
Coach, were they wearing jerseys?
That was the one on Nickelodeon or what?
Come on.
No, I'm talking about the fight one. Maybe it was the last one.
Because he's in the grass and they want to protect him from getting hurt.
It doesn't matter. It's Josh Allen. He could get out of that.
They do that to protect him because when someone holds him up like that, that's when someone comes in and tattoos him and you get hurt.
Fine. Then when a running back is got the whole team, dragging the whole team, and they're still running and running, blow the whistle then,
I agree with you, too. I mean, I don't think offensive linemen should be able to run up from behind and push the pile.
A bulldozer.
That's dumb.
A grown man should not be able to go up behind another man.
But yes, Josh Allen takes some of the dumbest sacks. I mean, he's young, coach. I understand, but Patrick Mahomes is a year older than him, and he doesn't run 30 yards backwards and get sacked three or four times in the game.
Coach Mahomes grew up on the field.
It's second and three, and next thing you know, it's third and 32 because Josh Allen took a 30-yard sack.
That's Titans football right there. We know those downs and distances real well.
Are you ready to say that the Chiefs are way better than you thought they were?
No, I've told you they're good, but they're not as good as they were last year. I still believe that.
What?
But this was the best they looked this year. Yesterday was the best they've looked all season.
Is their defense better now?
You've seen them two games in a row. Their defense have stepped up huge.
Okay, and so they're better.
Their defense was good
last
year.
Are they going to
win? I don't know yet.
I need 2 weeks.
For what? You can go to practice, check them out? What?
I'm going to think about it.
Nico Jackson, it's a scout.
The defense is
I'm the equipment manager.
It's hard to I don't know what you're gonna do when you defend the Kansas City offense.
Oh, you stay on him, coach.
Well, no. What? Because you double team and you put people outside because of the speed, which leaves Travis Kelce wide open over the middle, and he just eats you alive, chunk, 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 20 yards, 15 yards, 18 yards, 12 yards. Or do you take away Kelce and play your guys one-on-one and the outside and think they can keep up with those speedsters? I don't know what you do, and that's the interesting thing. Then Buffalo, you have big balls that first drive, fourth and two from your own 48.
Yeah, that actually showed they wanted to play some ball.
Yeah, you go for it. Fourth and three later in the drive, you go for it. Why then, all of a sudden, when you get down to the 3-yard line and it's fourth and goal, do you kick a field goal? If you're going to be ballsy with fourth down, you know the Chiefs score touchdowns. You can't settle for field goals when you're at the 3-yard line and the 6-yard line and you're kicking field goals. You just can't do that. If it's fourth and three from the three, go for the damn thing. You got so conservative.
Look, I watched the first game and I had a lot of questions on why they were doing things. The second game, who cares? There was no chance for anyone. It was
21-9, and they had
coach,
6 seconds left in the first half, and they
were on the
3-yard line.
The way the Chiefs
line.
Were playing, the Bills knew they weren't going to win that game.
But if they go for the touchdown at the end of the half, it's 21-16 going
into half. They
wouldn't
have won
the
game. It wouldn't have made a difference.
It would have.
I don't think so. Like, when I bet
at halftime, was there a chance for the Bills, or was it, in your eyes, over at halftime?
It was over at halftime when they settled for the field goal. When they were on the 3-yard line, Ray, with 6 seconds to go, fourth and goal from the three, and they kick a field goal.
Yeah, that's pretty weak.
Yeah.
Like, you're down 21-9. Go
didn't
for
matter,
the touchdown.
Though. Didn't matter. I mean, I get it. You can get a glimmer of hope in that and maybe change the confidence, but it didn't matter. The Bills were never going to win that game. And what I like to do is I like to live bet. And so usually I look at the team that's behind, like the Bills at that point, and I could just tell, though, I can, by watching just the game, not with no sides, just kind of neutrally watching the game, I can tell the Chiefs were just
They're better.
They're playing better. I just knew they were going to win from the second quarter. Like, you can just tell when you watch teams. The Bills are struggling. Josh Allen looked stressed out a little bit. He just really wasn't making the right calls. The team wasn't working. I love the Bills' defense. Scrappy. They are scrappy.
Yeah, but they just got worn out. But the speed.
Huh?
Did you bet it?
No, Coach, because I had good bets going in.
Okay,
and
so you live bet expert is able to look at teams and see which one's going to win, but you still didn't bet it.
The only way I do live bets if I see the team that I'm really liking and they're down by, like, you know, 15 points, around 15 points, then I'll take that live bet because I know they'll make a comeback. I'm telling you, I couldn't see the Bills making a comeback.
Yeah, so I mean, and Patrick Mahomes, he's just a wizard. His ability to evade the rush with his little step up, he kind of ducks, like his dips his shoulder and slides one
there
step.
There you go. Why are you moving your hips like that?
Because I'm doing what he does.
Eddie,
I'm trying
here,
to reenact it.
Get away from me, dude. Get away from me.
It's so smooth. You think you have him dead to rights.
This.
And he just kind of slides.
Touch me with your hips one more time.
Dang.
And.
Oh, God. Coach.
He's a wizard. He's really good. I mean, what can you say? Patrick
Mahomes
is a
wizard.
Badass.
Taking
the
Aruba.
He's a winner.
Buy him a car.
Let's play a game.
Who's
going to win more Super Bowls in their career?
Huh?
Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady?
Well, you got to go with Tom Brady because, I mean, he's already got him. He's got the numbers already. I'm going to go with what's in front of me already, Tom Brady. I can't bet on what Mahomes is going to do. Coach, his career could end in 2 years. I mean, God forbid. But really, his career could end at any moment. We've already seen that Tom's got his six.
But if he has six, Mahomes wins. He's got two.
Nah, come on, Coach. That's a lot.
He's only 25. And if he plays till he's Brady's age, that's 18
Coach,
more years.
Coach, ain't nobody playing at 43. I'm telling you. Tom Brady is doing the unheard.
Yeah, that game was good in theory, but it's got to be Brady. Mahomes, we've seen it can fall apart with some domestic abuse. You lose two players on your team in a blink of an eye.
Dang.
Didn't that happen?
Yes. Dang, Coach. I mean, it could be drug charges, too.
It could be
robbing a bank.
It could be murder.
Could be murder. Could be.
Man, ask Brady. He knows about
it
that.
It could be tax evasion.
It could be wire fraud.
Sure. It could be money laundering.
Could be healthcare fraud.
Why are you acting weird, Ray? Where's Ray going?
I don't know. I don't know what that was. But, dude.
Tax evasion, wire fraud.
I'm above. And Matt Overton tweeted something that he thinks that if Andy Reid wins, he's going to retire.
Okay, Coach. Everybody's an expert. Everybody's making their predictions. I mean, why did nobody predict Patty Mahomes and Tom Brady in the Super Bowl?
I'm sure somebody did.
Pitch yelled somebody? In the background he did.
Yeah, why wouldn't somebody do that?
All right, maybe somebody did.
I mean, yeah, you predicted the Chiefs to the Super Bowl on
Friday.
Yeah,
that is it. Matt Overton is randomly saying some other guy's going to be the coach, right?
The offensive coordinator.
You know why he did that. Matt's just kind of fishing out there to get Reed on his side, and then they can maybe next year, like, Overton goes to the Chiefs.
Oh, you think he wants the Chiefs to sign
him? He just wants kind of the spotlight on him real quick. Hey, Reed, look at me over here. Yeah,
I'm talking about how good you are. I'm talking about you're so great. You're amazing.
So he thinks winning, he's out.
Yeah, he thinks he rides off into the sunset and lets Bieniemy take over as head coach.
There's no way.
Well, I don't think he's going anywhere.
There will be a sunset to ride off into. I've never believed in a team more.
It depends, Coach. It's January, February. Not a lot of sunsets.
Boys, the thing, if I didn't have 100K, if I had 100K
to throw
around.
If you didn't have 100K?
He does.
I mean, if you are a smart bettor, put all the money in the world on the Chiefs right now.
What's the line?
3.5. Because
it's
probably
down to 3 already because all the money came in on the Buccaneers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's down to 3?
That's like, what I saw.
Did y'all watch a different game than me? Did Brady throw the ball over the top good to Evans once? Yes.
And to Scotty Miller and to Godwin. And dude, he threw the ball well. Like,
did he throw some really bad interceptions?
No. There was a tipped one. Not his fault.
It was high, but
what are the chances of
the guy was
back there?
Yeah,
fell on his hands.
If he doesn't tip it, it doesn't fall to him because it slowed it up for him.
There was the panic pick.
But that's basically a punt. It's third down. You got to throw it up because you're going to get sacked and you're going to have to punt.
Did you hear him say that? Or did you just kind of come up with that when you're watching?
I mean, I'm looking at the game. It was 3rd and 8.
Interesting.
And you throw it up because if you take the sack there, it's the same thing.
No, I get it.
What did Brady have the entire game? He had a thing called the lead.
Oh, I was going to say he had a knee brace on.
If the Chiefs get out.
A jersey?
Guys, excuse my French. If the Chiefs get out by 10, 12, I don't know how they'd get out by 12 points, the Bucs are completely and I'm dead serious. Brady can't come from behind, and it's going to be one of the worst Super Bowls of our modern day.
Negative. Oh, I disagree. I think it's going to be an excellent Super Bowl.
This is actually going to be an exciting Super Bowl to watch. None of my teams, obviously, you know, like, but still, this is
it's the era. It's the young gun that is going to be the face of the NFL versus the guy that's been there and just done it year after year after year. It's the mantle. It's the passing of the torch.
Yes.
Is the torch ready to be passed?
You heard me say that on the big show.
I don't know if you're saying that.
Lunch is going with your talking points.
Exactly what I said, guys. I go to the big show.
Tom Brady is the San Antonio Spurs. Well, every
okay,
single
coach.
Year.
He's Manu?
Every single year, you want to say, they're done. They're done. They can't keep doing it. They coach, can't keep doing
they
it.
Were
and
done
they
last
keep
year.
Doing it. So
they keep doing
they
it.
They didn't do it last year, coach. But
that's what I'm saying. It's huh? His time isn't yet. He
but
hasn't
he
run out.
He keeps doing it.
That's what eventually
the Spurs
he's not
have stopped, coach.
You understand eventually he's not going to.
Right.
And that's what I'm excited to see. I'm excited
what?
To see Tom Brady, unathletic, can't move against 25-year-old spry Patrick Mahomes dodging and weaving. Tom Brady, there's a hand near him and he goes down.
Do you really think that Patrick Mahomes is going to be dodging and weaving for much longer time?
Yeah.
How long?
At least 10 years. Coach. He's 35?
Dodging and weaving? Yeah, have you not seen Cam Newton? He was a hell of a dodger and weaver.
No.
Have you not
no.
seen Jameis Winston? He was a hell of a dodger and weaver.
No. Jameis Winston was a stand in the pocket. And
have
chunking.
You not seen, what was that guy's name? Robert Griffin III? He was a bobber and weaver.
Incorrect. Cam Newton and Robert Griffin III were runners first.
Lamar Jackson, get out of here. He's not going to be able to walk in 2 years.
Patrick Mahomes is not. He doesn't. His legs aren't his biggest weapon. His arm is. Cam Newton's legs were his biggest weapon. Robert Griffin III, biggest weapon, his legs. Lamar
you like
Jackson.
Their legs or what?
Biggest weapon is his legs. That's not Patrick Mahomes. He is a
have
quarterback.
Have you seen his legs?
Yeah, I watched the games.
Do you like his legs?
Whatever. He's athletic
does
enough
he
where
have
he can
good
escape.
Legs?
Do you see Patrick Mahomes run that often? No, because he's a quarterback that can stand there and throw it.
What do you like better on Mahomes? His legs, his arms, or his thang?
His arm. His arm is
both of them or just
ridiculous.
One? Ridiculous. You like one arm?
Well, I mean, he only throws it with one arm, so yes.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Did we get last year's Super Bowl before the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, okay. Coach. There was
it was in
there.
February. Pandemic wasn't until
March.
Okay.
There was people
yeah.
there.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Remember, Coach, there were a lot of people there?
I remember.
Remember
the
Chiefs were down in the fourth quarter to Jimmy Garoppolo, and then they came back and won. Now, are you guys ready for it?
Oh,
do we want to bring him in?
Would you rather?
Do you want to bring him in?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Brother.
Well, does Ray have the music ready?
Brother, time in. Brother. And here's a voicemail we got from Chris in Las Vegas.
Sore Losers Nation. Coach.
It was sent to the big show.
What's up, Coach?
And we ended up diverting it to the little show so we could play that for
you're
you
you're on, Coach. Go ahead.
That was it, Coach. It was just a voicemail.
What?
That was the end of the
say?
Voicemail?
Yeah, it was just 4 seconds.
Play it again.
Sore Losers Nation. Coach.
Brother, come on. A little bit faster.
What's up, Coach? Go ahead. You're on.
Don't be acting like you're all sad. Like you got to have some pep in your step.
All right, I'm going to get right to it. This is brought to you by Bubs.
Go on, say that again. Go ahead, Bubs.
This segment brought to you by the one and only Bubs Barbecue. Boy, did we have some specials on Sunday. One of our favorite specials ever was a kick-ass burger. It sold out. We kicked that ass, Fitz. Welcome to the show, Bub.
Turn him on, Bub. He's not on, Bub. Put his mic on, Bub. There you go, Bub.
Brother, at what point did you realize it was over?
Actually, I just about tweeted, well, at 9-0, I guess, so far so good, right? Based on, you know, playoff years past, I had to be kind of excited with the way the game started, even though it's not really what I wanted to see it. I told you last week, I didn't think the Bills were going to beat the Chiefs. I thought we beat the toughest team in the playoffs a week before. I thought the Browns were going to be a stiffer opponent for the Chiefs.
Stiffy.
And I just, dang it, I'm still rocking the chub from last night, Bo.
Oh,
sorry,
Nick Chubb. I like that, Nick
yeah,
Chubb.
Yeah. So, that's what I meant, Chubb. I just, my words, as, you know, as Sore Losers Nation has come to find, my words rang true again, Bob.
Yeah, when the Bills settle for a field goal at the end of that first half, you had to feel pretty good.
You can't score field goals against that offense.
You can't. You're on the 3-yard line. Like, what are you doing?
I had to consider that a win. Real talk. Anytime the Bills can drive down like that.
And then they just settle for, I mean, it was just like, okay, we're good with a field goal. Like, the coach has to know. I understand the 50-yard field goals because you're not, but when you're on the 3-yard line against the Chiefs that just, I mean, there's speed everywhere. They have talent at every offensive position. You can't settle. And you did, and
got to respect the 4th and 1 at midfield, though, because Arrowhead was rocking, man. That first possession for the Bills.
That's what I'm saying. They had respect balls. They had big balls then, but then what happens when you're on the 3-yard line? Why don't you have balls then?
I agree with you, but I think they're my – I guess – yes, I agree with you.
Because the Chiefs are getting the ball coming out of half.
Wait,
so it's not like
you're
going into the half, you kick the field goal, then you get the ball, you can go down and score a touchdown. You got to score the touchdown there because you got to go out on defense.
I don't think it's arrogant to say the Chiefs are going to score.
Right, that's right. You assume they're going to score a touchdown, so you need that touchdown.
Right, you have to try to score, too. I mean, yes, your defense is more than likely going to get a stop once in a while. I'm not saying the Chiefs are invincible, but just like you guys are, I heard you guys talking earlier, you know, on the the Packers. I got all the
Brett Favre. What show was that, 15 years ago?
Yeah, that's the one I was listening to.
You listened to the archives?
Too many damn quarterbacks, bud.
I thought
the Packers made the wrong decision. You know, do you really think you're going to get the ball back against Tom Brady?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not the coach. You do your thing, you know?
It's crazy.
Is this video of Bub pregame, is it worth playing? Because he said, no pucker here, Bub.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's 20 seconds, nothing crazy.
Okay, here you go. Here's Bub. Hopefully no swear words.
Nope.
What up, Sore Losers Nation? I'm not puckered. Frank, Chris, Tyrone, Travis, we ain't pucker boys. Oh, how about them Super Bowl champion Chiefs running back?
I was pointing to the artwork, Caitlin's artwork on the wall.
The names you shouted out?
Well, I know
Frank
Travis,
Clark, Chris Jones, Tyrann Mathieu, and Travis Kelce.
Okay,
that was the best the Chiefs looked this year.
Yeah,
Coach, you just said that.
No, I haven't said that to Pitts.
They're fun to watch. Who's going to stop? They're just like everybody was talking pregame. How do you game plan for something that hasn't been seen yet? Meaning that Andy Reid, when you're at the top of your game, and not just the Chiefs, when you get to that level of professional football, that's what you should expect. Like, you shouldn't be able to game plan for what you're going to be able to see, because you're not going to see what, you know, I mean.
Brother, you lost
teams,
me at two
teams seats. That are going to be hoisting the trophy are putting something on the field every single week that they haven't seen in weeks past. They're going to see the same way they line up, but when they snap the ball, the plays are going to be ran differently. And that underhand pass from Mahomes is just getting sweeter and sweeter.
I mean,
and
right there on the goal
sweeter.
Line. I mean, that's how do you defend? I don't know why more teams don't run it, because I'm like, it's impossible. Your quarterback takes two steps to the right, everybody shifts, and you just toss it back.
And you have that speed, and I think they're just 100% taking advantage of what they have on the field. And
God,
I was
Kelce
just thinking earlier,
so
look
good.
Who sat yesterday. Oh, I mean, whether injuries or not,
Coach.
I mean, Bell didn't play. I don't know why he didn't, but I think Williams stepped up. Look at Williams. Yeah. I mean, it was great to see Allaire back, you know, but he wasn't a dominating force. But just good to have the guys on the field. We have so many different weapons. I love to see how the coaches put them out there, the way they strategize, and it's just such a team. It's such a team.
Sport.
A team.
Team sport. Yeah,
not a team and sport, but I mean, the Chiefs are such a team, and I think
team
Andy.
Team mascot.
No, I think he gave a lot of credit where credit's due. He said, guys, everybody fired on all cylinders. I said, the coaches, everybody played their positions well. The coaches game planned well.
And Mahomes' fiance did a great job.
She tweeted well. I think she was in under 15 or 20 tweets a minute. It was. It's a fun time, dude. It's a fun time to be a Chiefs fan. I still think it's a fun time to be a Bills fan. I think we're gonna see.
That's classy, bub.
Man, I'm not. Dude, somebody has to lose. If my team lost, hey, more power to Bills team. We didn't.
If your team would have lost, would have been a hell of a time to be a Chiefs fan.
It's awful, but I'm not gonna get up here and say we got beat by, you know, if you get beat, you get beat, man. Shake your hand.
And I think the Bills are good. I think they're
hell yeah, they're good. They wouldn't have
bright.
Been. Yeah, but did you think? What do you think as a fan when you watch other games and then you watch the Chiefs, whether it be on TV or you're there, you feel a difference. Like for that to be whatever it was, 20% capacity, it makes you feel good as a fan to know. And the Chiefs on the field have to feel good. The fans. Yeah, the 12th man in Seattle, sure, it may play a part, but man, the feet.
Were they watching, Bob?
No, but I'm saying, yeah, they go back and forth about talking who's the proudest and loudest fan base. The fans make a difference, man.
It's Titans, Bob.
And I think Josh Allen would, if you asked him, you may not want to ask him today, but I don't know, just like I said Friday, he's probably never experienced anything like that. That is a hostile environment. He was switching up
plays. You're telling me it was 20,000 people. Wyoming at the University of Wyoming, he didn't build that?
Good point, guys. I'm out. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Wyoming Cowboys, 140 loud, bub.
It's just a fun, it's a fun place. And
have you looked at Super Bowl tickets?
Yep.
How much?
I got five on it, brother, which brings it down to about $85.46 a ticket.
Excuse me? $85.46?
No, they're $8,551. I got five on it, so I need about $85.46.
$8,000 for one.
Yeah, but bro, you're up there with the disciples, man. I don't know if you can see the day.
How high are you willing to go?
I can't afford Super Bowl. That's not a part of my.
But would you sell yourself for
$8,000? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not even.
But would you sell your body for $8,000?
Damn, bro, I'd sell half of which side you rocking, but I'll give some of it up. Don't give away the good half, Bub. It's just one game.
Bub, would you consider maybe...
Take my fingers, don't take my toes, Bub.
Bub, would you consider taking a little part-time job at the stadium just to be in there, Bub?
Oh, yeah, Bub. I'll sell some nachos.
Sell some Cokes, dude.
Parking this way? Absolutely. Man, watching it from my couch is fine. I cannot believe... Do real life fans actually have that money, or is that just people that are in suites or that are just connected?
That's not real life.
That's nothing but drug money.
That's what
Bub.
I was thinking. Come on, then Bub. Tampa, right?
Yeah, come on, Bub.
That is home field advantage.
Yeah, and I was reading this because I was curious last night. I didn't know this, so before I opened my mouth on Twitter, when they kept saying a home field, now given a home field for the Tampa, when they say a home game, I didn't realize and. Didn't know if you did. I didn't know that it switched back between AFC and NFC. It just does. It doesn't depend on who finishes what, where, when, and how.
It's a good observation.
So next year will be the AFC home team for the Super Bowl, no matter who wins.
Probably
and the NFC.
No. What they were saying is home field is. It's the first time that the team
no, I
the
understand
Super Bowl
what you're saying.
That's not what he's saying.
I understand what you're saying, but the actual, regardless of where the venue is, I was trying to figure out who is the home team for the Super Bowl.
He's
anything
saying,
during the season makes them the home team, not the home stadium.
Coach, what he's saying is every year that he found out they alternate an NFC's team's home. And then AFC's.
But now he's
I don't necessarily mean the stadium. I mean, not necessarily
the
stadium.
Who's the home team?
Well, yeah, not necessarily
the stadium.
Do you know the home team represents a uniform? And who?
Okay. I see what you're saying. So
I didn't know what the rules were on that.
So he's saying that one year the AFC gets to decide if they're going to wear their home uniform. So they get to pick which uniform they wear because they're the home team.
Well, I never.
So not only are the Buccaneers the home team, like the home stadium, they're also the actual home team, regardless of where the stadium was. So it's kind of like
now do you think it's an advantage that they get to sleep in their own beds and they don't have to go anywhere? Is that weird?
Here we go.
I mean, I think it's all an advantage, but I mean,
up to agree with him.
No, I'm asking. I don't know, but I think it's an advantage to the Chiefs that they've been to the Super Bowl before. That most of the Buccaneers have not been to a Super Bowl.
Coach, it's an advantage to the Chiefs that they had that they eat Tampa Bay wings. I mean, what the hell are you talking about?
Let's be honest though. Is the stadium? I think
Bowl?
It might be an advantage in any other year based on this year and the pandemic and if everything's going on.
I don't
on.
Think it's that big a deal.
Yeah,
wait,
is it
there
really?
Was a pandemic?
Excuse me?
I think the only advantage is for Mo.
Mo
in Tampa.
Mo Tampa.
Hit it.
I mean, how exciting is it for Mo in Tampa?
Yo. First of all, congratulations to my Bucks. You get to play in a Super Bowl in your own stadium. Ain't nothing better. Next week, it's a full party. So if y'all losers coming in town, hit your boy up. You know, we might can have a Bud Light together or put a piece of meat on the grill. You never know how we do it. But I got to say, boy, I don't understand how the hell you go for three when you're down eight. That's just stupid. I appreciate you, though, Packers. I appreciate you because Kevin Cash did the same damn thing to us. Okay.
All right, man.
He was going to bash Kevin Cash, Tampa Rays. Yeah, I agree.
Everyone that's one of our very diehard Sore Losers fan, Mo in Tampa, love the dude. That's his video he posted on Twitter. Right?
And he said the Bud Lights and meat are on him.
Yeah.
So does
careful. We don't
does
know
Mo,
that well.
Is Mo? How well connected are you there in Tampa, Bub?
I mean, he is the mailman, so he has to know a lot of people.
Yeah. Can you deliver?
He knows their names and addresses.
He knows where Brady lives. He knows where Gronk lives. He delivers all their mail.
What if Bub takes him up on the offer and goes and sleeps with him for 2 weeks?
Would you, Bub?
Would I what?
Would you sleep in Mo in Tampa's bed?
After, in the after I mean, you ain't got meat? A couch, bro. Like,
think about it, Bub.
I want to go to the game, man.
No, I mean it's a king size bed. He just doesn't have an extra room, so he.
I'm out, Bub.
Yeah, you're going to be walking bow-legged, Bub, but you'll get to go to the game all right.
Hey, Bub. Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations,
I appreciate
Bub.
It, man. Oh, I mean, Super Bowl 55, man. I can't wait.
Right. Hey, it's a great time to be a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I can't believe it.
Barring injury, Mahomes is just good.
And what a time to be a football fan. I mean, regardless if you got a dog in the fight, hopefully that's going to be an exciting Super Bowl. I mean, we all want a good Super Bowl. That's going to be a fun Super Bowl.
It's exciting because Mahomes.
You just want to argue. It's going to be a damn good football game. It's Mahomes. it's just like what just old Burleson said last night. Nate Tardamus. He said it's the goat. You know what a baby goat is?
Mahomes.
A baby goat is a kid. So it's the goat against the kid.
Cabrito.
I learned that from Nate Tardamus last night.
Hey, he really wasn't going to argue with you.
I wasn't going to argue with you.
He really wasn't because he's already said what he was going
to
say.
I was going to say it's really easy to be excited because you have Mahomes, so football is great right now. But it is going to be a good Super Bowl. Like, this is so exciting.
Okay, cool.
To see the guy that's going to be the face of the NFL against the guy that has been the face of the NFL.
I mean, you got the greatest quarterback of all time. Any arguments? He is the greatest quarterback of all time.
How's Bill Belichick feeling right now?
Like crap.
I don't know. Do you think Bill Belichick hits him up and says,
nope. Hey, congrats?
I don't know the relationship, but I mean, you got to be a little bitter, right?
Just guess. Obviously, we don't know the relationship.
Oh, no, he's butthurt. He's a winner.
So is he texting Tom?
SportsCenter is not on at the Belichick house.
See, I think he texted Tom and said, hey, man, good work. Congratulations.
I think the man in him did probably, but he's too much of a winner, dude. You're butthurt, right? Like, you don't want to see your quarterback leave your team and immediately go to the opposing conference and represent them in at home.
Preach on.
Like, I don't know. As a Chiefs fan, though, I am excited because Super Bowl 55 is my overtime. Like, is my overtime from 3 years ago. I get to see the greatest against my quarterback. I'm excited.
I'm just saying I get to see the greatest again.
Like, I was at that game and it just ended. I want to see some more. I'm looking forward to it. Win or lose, like, at some point, Brady's going to be done playing football.
Yeah, and right now.
And I'm pumped.
He's going to play in the Super Bowl, and that means he'll have played in 18% of the Super Bowls ever played.
That's crazy.
And Patrick was in kindergarten. Is that a meme I saw? Or some kind of stat I saw was first.
How crazy is that?
Hey, Bub, congratulations. We're all happy for you, Bub.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sound guy? Thank you.
Hey.
Brought to you by Bub's side. Who do we play? I don't even really know, but we play the Bucks, I guess. Well, who gives a f***? You know what I'm saying? Come on down to Bub's, get you some stuff. Unless you're a Bub pirate, no food for you. Let's go, KC.
Oh, yeah, Eddie, good point.
What?
Ray, I need to have you pull that up, the Coach K clip, when he's a little jerk.
Coach Redenauer.
That's what I.
Hey. We can talk about it tomorrow.
Save it.
Let's save it. We're in an hour.
It's rushed because I think it could get a good 10, 20 minutes.
I mean,
out
I definitely have a take on it.
Okay.
I have a hot take.
Good.
It'll be a little bit tempered off. That's not okay.
We'll start tomorrow. We'll start Wednesday's show on that.
It'll be a little dated, but who cares?
Who cares?
Coach, it's a podcast. Everything we talk about is dated.
That's true.
We should have done this podcast last night after the game.
Coach, the games we were talking about happened a day ago, Coach.
Okay. Okay. It's just.
And you know the sad thing I thought? If KC doesn't keep winning, Bubs never gets on the show again. That's the sad thing.
Well, so, they're going to keep winning.
Thank God.
They're going to be in the mix for years to come with Patrick Mahomes.
Because of Kansas City's success, Pitts has a spot on the show.
That's true.
If they don't keep winning, he's never on the podcast again.
No, we could bring him in to talk Kansas basketball.
But if the Royals end up being a good team in the next 20 years,
guys,
we'll have
that just came to me and it made me sad. Okay. I'm sorry.
Coach, it's okay, Coach. It's going to be all right. All done?
Yeah. Hey, right. Tom Brady, dude. I mean,
here we go. Coach, just take him out on a date.
How amazing has our life been that we've seen the greatest to ever play basketball, the greatest to ever play football?
Oh, yeah, Coach. That's really made my life great. Yeah, Coach. Those are the reasons why my life is just amazing, Coach. Yes.
You've seen the greatest coaches in sports. You've seen Bill Belichick, greatest NFL coach.
Wow. Yeah,
Nick Saban. See Wooden.
Nick Saban. greatest college football coach ever.
Would like to see Jason
Greg
Garrett,
Popovich,
be
the greatest NBA coach of all time.
I would have preferred to see Bradshaw play.
Montana would have been fun.
But he wasn't the greatest of all time.
Joe Namath. God, can you imagine?
Not the greatest of all time. All right, let's get out of here.
All right, goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. Coach!
Hey, I hope this loads.
Why?
I mean, UFC couldn't load, so I hope this
loads. Oh, here we go.
Okay, Coach. Joke on the way out.